ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 1 द मनुज द एडमिनिस्ट्रेटर्स ऑफ द यूनिवर्स टेक्स्ट नंबर 16। तम यमानं निरंकृतं बुधं निराशिषं पूर्णमनन्यचोदितं नृन् शिक्षयन्तं निजवर्त्म संस्थितं प्रभुं प्रपद्य अखिल धर्म भावनम् unto the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ihamanam, who is acting for our benefit. Nirankrutam, who is without entanglement or desire for gain. Buddham, who is completely in knowledge. Nirashisham, without desires to enjoy the fruits of his activities. Purnam, who is full and therefore has no need to fulfill desires. Ananya, by others. Choditam, induced or inspired. Nrun, all of human society. Shikshayantam, to teach the real path of life. Nijavartma, his own personal way of life. Samsthitam, to establish without deviation. Prabhum, unto the Supreme Lord. Prapadye, I request everyone to surrender. Akhila Dharma Bhavanam, who is the master of all religious principles or the occupational duties for a human being. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, works just like an ordinary human being. Yet He does not desire to enjoy the fruits of work. He is full in knowledge, free from material desires and diversions, and completely independent. As the supreme teacher of human society, he teaches his own way of activities, and thus he inaugurates the real path of religion. I request everyone to follow him. Purport: this is the sum and substance of our Krishna consciousness movement. We are simply requesting human society to follow in the footsteps of the teacher of Bhagavad Gita. Follow the instructions of Bhagavad Gita as it is, and your life will be successful. That is the summary of the Krishna consciousness movement. The organizer of the Krishna consciousness movement is teaching everyone how to follow Lord Ramachandra, how to follow Lord Krishna, and how to follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this material world, we need a leader for a monarchy or good government. Lord Sri Ramachandra, by his practical example, showed how to live for the benefit of all human society. He fought with demons like Ravan. He carried out the orders of his father, and he remained the faithful husband of Mother Sita. Thus, there is no comparison to Lord Ramachandra's acting as an ideal king. Indeed, people still hanker for Ram Rajya, a government conducted like that of Lord Ramachandra. Similarly, although Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he taught his disciple and devotee Arjun how to lead a life ending in going back home, back to Godhead. Tyakta deham punarjanma naiti mameti so Arjuna. All teachings, political, economic, social, religious, cultural and philosophical are to be found in Bhagavad Gita. One only has to follow them strictly. The Supreme Personality of Godhead also comes as Lord Chaitanya, just to play the part of a pure devotee. Thus the Lord teaches us in different ways just to make our lives successful. And Swayambhuva Manu requests us to follow him. Swayambhuva Manu is a leader of mankind, and he has given a book called Manu Sanhita to guide human society. Herein he directs us to follow the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his different incarnations. These incarnations are described in Vedic literature, and Jayadev Goswami has described 10 important incarnations in summary. Keshavadrita Meena Sharira Jay Jagdish Hari. Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jay Jagdish Hari. Keshavadrita Buddha Sharira Jay Jagdish Hari. Swayambhuva Manu instructs us to follow the instructions of God's incarnations, especially Krishna's instructions of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Appreciating Bhakti Marg as instructed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya thus depicted the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartham Ekam Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shariradhari Krupam Budhir Yastam Aham Prapadhe. Let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who has descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us real knowledge, his devotional service and detachment from whatever does not foster Krishna consciousness. He has descended because he is an ocean of transcendental mercy. Let me surrender unto his lotus feet. Chaitanya Chandrodaya Natak 6.74. In this age of Kali, people cannot follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore the Lord himself takes the part of Sri Krishna Chaitanya to teach personally how to become Krishna conscious. He asks everyone to follow him and to become a guru to deliver the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. Yara dekha tara kahe Krishna upadesh Amara agyay guru hana tara ehi desh. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 7.128. The coherent purpose of Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to teach human society how to be happy by following the instructions of the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna. So before beginning the Bhagavatam class, let me take blessings of His Grace Mahadyuti Prabhu, who is a very senior most disciple of Srila Prabhupada. So, in this verse, Swayambhu Manu is continuing to describe the wonderful qualities of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. As Shukadeva Goswami has explained earlier, that Swayambhu Manu, he left the kingdom along with his wife and went to the forest to perform austerities. And he performed austerities for almost 100 years, standing on one foot. And after performing austerities for such a long period of time, he got the perfect realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He realized that Supreme Lord is one from whom everything is emanating. Everything is getting created from Him. And He remains awake in all states of consciousness or time. And this material creation is manifested, is being maintained, and it gets annihilated. But still, the Supreme Lord, He doesn't get affected by the activities of this material world. And in previous few verses, He has explained how the Supreme Lord is a witness of all the activities. As Super Soul, He is there in all animate and inanimate objects. He watches the activities of all living entities. But nobody can watch Him. Nobody can see Him. Where is the Super Soul? That does not mean that He ceased to exist. He is existing everywhere. And in that way, Swayambhu Manu was explaining the qualities of the Supreme Lord. And in this verse, He is explaining that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, works just like an ordinary human being. Yet He does not desire to enjoy the fruits of work. He is full in knowledge, free from material desires and diversions, and completely independent. Even in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna Himself explains that Namam karmani limpanti, na karma phalespruha, iti mam yobhijanati, karma bhirna sabadhyate. Lord Krishna Himself has to establish His position, that He doesn't get affected by karma. He doesn't get entangled into karma. Or even He does not aspire the fruits of His work. No karma phale spruha. And it appears that the Supreme Lord, He is like an ordinary human being. Whenever Supreme Lord incarnates in this material world, he takes human-like form. It appears that he is also a human being. But he does not get affected by the activities he is performing. Why that is so? Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a creator of this material manifestation. And because of that, he is not subjected to the laws of this material world. This material nature is consisting of three modes: the mode of goodness, the mode of passion, and the mode of ignorance. And above that, there is eternal time. And Srila Prabhupada explains what is karma. By the combination of these modes of material nature and under the influence of time, there are activities. That is called as karma. So the living entities, those who are in this material world, those who are subjected to the three modes of material nature, they perform activities, sometimes good or sometimes bad. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead is above three modes of material nature. Tribhir gunamayir bhavir, ebhi sarvamidam jagat. Krishna himself says that I am above these three modes of material nature. So how can karma affect the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And even in Bhagavad Gita, in 9th chapter, Lord Krishna says that avajananti mam mudha manushyam tanum ashyatam, that those who are foolish people, they think that Supreme Lord has become human being. Although he appears as a human being, but still he is above all these modes of material nature. This is achintya bhedabhed tattva. Inconceivable. Which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later on came to explain. And therefore, it is important to know the supremacy of the Lord. When somebody knows that the Supreme Lord doesn't get affected by the law of karma, or he doesn't even aspire for the fruits of his action, na karma phalespuha, iti mam yobi janati karma bhirna sabbadyate. Even if somebody realizes this, that the Supreme Lord is not affected by karma, he doesn't get entangled into karma, such a person also doesn't get entangled into karma, karmic activities. So that is the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord. And Swayambhu Manu continues to explain that he is full in knowledge, free from material desires and diversions, and completely independent. These are like Vedanta Sutras, condense very loaded information Swayambhu Manu is giving within these few verses, which is the first Vedanta Sutra, first or second, Janma Adhyasya Yatha, that the Supreme Lord is one from whom everything emanates. Creation, maintenance, destruction is done by the Supreme Lord. And Abhigya Swarat, he knows everything. And Swarat, and he is completely independent. It is not that his activities depend upon someone. He is completely independent. And he is free from all material desires. Although it may appear his activities to be material, he comes in this material world. But he is free from all these material desires. And Srila Prabhupada also explains, gives examples, just like the owner of the company, he does not aspire for the low-grade happiness of the workers. He sometimes comes in his company and oversees the activities, what is going on. But he doesn't take pleasure in the happiness of lower people, his own labors. His happiness is different on the higher platform. This is just a small example in, of this material world. So what to speak of the Supreme Lord who owns everything, all this material cosmic manifestation. And it is also explained that this material creation is not directly created by the Supreme Lord. Through his various agencies, this material world is created. So in that way, the Supreme Lord doesn't get touched by this material world. But still, out of compassion for the living entities, he comes in this material world again and again. Every yuga, every millennium, the Supreme Lord comes in this material world and gives the knowledge how to come out of this material world and go back home, back to God. That is the purpose of Lord's coming into this material world. Swayambhu Manu continues to explain that as the supreme teacher of human society, he teaches his own way of activities and thus inaugurates the real path of religion. I request everyone to follow him. So here is explaining that since beginning of creation, there have been so many incarnations, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained these incarnations to Sanatana Goswami in teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And he categorized basically six incarnations: Purusha avatars, Guna avatars, Manvantaras, Yuga avatars, Leela avatars, and Shakta Vishavataras. And we can see that even in one day of Brahma, it is explained that there are 14 Manus. Swayambhuva Manu, one who is speaking, is the first Manu of this of his era, of that particular day of Brahma. And there are 14 Manus, which again Lord Chaitanya explains to Sanatana Goswami. Second one is Swarachusha Manu. Then Uttama, Tamasa, Revata, Chakshusha Manu. And present Manu is the seventh Manu, Vaivasvat Manu. Srila Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita also explains that what is the present time, in which time span we are in Brahma's one day or Brahma's life. In this one day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus, and present Manu is the seventh Manu. And also in one day of Brahma, there are 1,000 cycles. So during these 1,000 cycles, one cycle is consisting of Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga and Kali Yuga. And during these 1,000 cycles, 14 Manus appear. So one Manu is almost for 71 cycles. We can imagine 71 Satya Yugas, Treta Yugas, Dwapar Yuga and Kali Yuga taken together. What is the time span? Cannot imagine. It is so unimaginable. But during, that is the one reign of Manu. Swayambhava Manu, in that first Manu. And Srila Prabhupada explains that when Lord Krishna comes, Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they come in one day of Brahma. And that also in the seventh Manu, when seventh Manu is there, at the end of Dwapar Yuga of 20th millennium, that time Lord Krishna comes. And in the next Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. So we know that in this Kali Yuga, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come. And in the previous Dwapar Yuga, Lord Krishna had come. So therefore, sometimes Srila Prabhupada explains that just recently Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared. Just recently, 500 years before. That is not a big time span compared to the thousands and millions years of Manu's lifespan. So therefore we can imagine the good fortune. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to deliver the fallen conditioned souls of this Kali Yuga. We can see that this Kali Yuga is advancing so much. Just 5,000 years have passed. And there are many years to go. And during this time, so many problems are occurred, and religion is on the wane. And that was the anxiety between Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. When they were discussing Srimad Bhagavatam almost like 5,000 years before, that time Shukadeva Goswami was explaining what are the symptoms of this Kali Yuga. And he explains that Tatascha anudinam dharmam satyam shaucham kshamadaya kalena balina rajan nangshanti ayu bala smriti. He's expressing his concern that Tatascha anudinam dharmam, that every day of Kali Yuga, the religion is going to decline. Satyam shaucham kshamadaya, the qualities of truthfulness, shaucham, cleanliness, tolerance, compassion, These are all declining. We can see that people at a slightest provocation start fighting. We can, it is so easy to see that. You just have to travel in Mumbai local trains and you can see that just a little bit provocation and there are fights. Isn't it? So that is a Kali Yuga. Quarrel and hypocrisy. Cheating is going on so much. For small things, people try to cheat. So this is a very difficult age. And therefore Lord comes in every yuga and he inaugurates the real path of religion. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga, all yugas he had come. Kruteya Dhyayato Vishnum Tretayam Yajatum Makhe Dwapari Paricharyayam Kalotad Hari Kirtana. It is explained that when Lord came in Satya Yuga, he established the method of meditation by which one can achieve the Supreme Lord, achieve the perfection of his life. And he came as a white complexion incarnation. And sometimes people think that in Satya Yuga there must have been all good activities, all people must be good. But here scriptures explain that the demonic and divine people have been existing in all ages. Earlier they had, even the demonic people had a power to fly. They could just appear. And therefore there was another danger that suddenly some demon may appear from the sky or someone and trouble, attack. At least that danger is not there in Kali Yuga. They can just drop the bombs from the sky. So in every millennium, every yuga, there have been these two types of people have been existing. And therefore the Lord comes to teach the real path of religion. So that those who really want to understand what is the ultimate goal of life, they don't want to get entangled. Some people like to cheat. That is their nature. So for them it is a good time. Kali Yuga is a very good time for them. Because they can cheat and they can make money. But of course, they may not get caught in this material world. But according to the law of karma, the sufferings are waiting in the hellish planets. Because whatever activities one performs, there are reactions. If someone performs good activities, one may get good results. Or if someone performs sinful activities, bad activities, then he may get reactions accordingly. And Swayambhuva Manu is explained as the lawmaker of the human race. Or he has compiled Manu Sahita, which explains the different duties of human beings, what duties one must perform, what are the reactions for the bad activities, or how to punish a person if he does a bad activities. And Srila Prabhupada also, various places, he explains that this word manushya or manav has come from word manu. Manu. Who was the, in the beginning, who made these laws? Laws for humankind. He made this Manu Sanhita. And if someone follows that properly, then one will get a proper direction. But unfortunately, people, they don't follow such books. They burn such books. And they devise their own laws. So, the Supreme Lord, He has made proper arrangement for everyone. Those who want to understand the goal of life and come out of this entanglement or the cycle of birth and death, they can get a proper direction. And in Treta Yuga, Lord Ramachandra came. And in Purport, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that how Lord Ramachandra, he acted as a perfect king. He acted as a perfect husband. As a perfect person, Maryada Purushan, Purushottam. He did everything perfectly. Therefore, his life has to be followed. And in that way, one can achieve perfection. People still hanker for Ram Raj. Srila Prabhupada explains that people still are hankering for Ram Raj, a government conducted like that of Lord Ramachandra. But unfortunately, they don't want to become like Lord Ram. So, if someone follows these instructions properly, then one can get proper direction. Even in Dwapar Yuga, Lord came as Lord Krishna. And he explained Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, this knowledge is like the condensed form of all Vedic literatures. Gita Upanishad. It is very, very condensed. So, it's very difficult to study also. But if someone studies that and understands the essence of Bhagavad Gita, he will realize that to worship the Supreme Lord, surrendering to the Supreme Lord, worshipping Him in the mood of devotional service is a simplest path. One doesn't have to extract any other meaning from that. Because even people write commentaries on Bhagavad Gita and completely mislead people. Some other different meaning. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, when he went to the Western countries, he told that, why am I writing this one more edition of Bhagavad Gita? Because he saw that in those countries, people, there were so many editions of Bhagavad Gita. But the real purpose was not achieved. People had not become devotees. They were still, as a great book, very scholarly book, they were studying. But the real purpose of Bhagavad Gita was not achieved. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada wrote this Bhagavad Gita and explained that what is the real spirit of Bhagavad Gita? In what spirit this Bhagavad Gita should be understood? One should be in the mood of Arjun. Bhaktosi me sakha cheti rahasya me tad uttamam. If someone is in the mood of Arjun, then one can understand Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktosi me sakha cheti. Arjuna was Krishna's friend and devotee. Therefore, he could understand Bhagavad Gita. And he could perform his duties in proper consciousness. And what is the result? Krishna explained the various subject matters in Bhagavad Gita. And he explained that someone, he follows a life like that, following the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, understanding Lord Krishna, then what happens? Tyakta deham punarjanma naiti mameti suarjuna. That after giving up this body, one doesn't have to come back in this material world. Punarjanma naiti mameti. He comes to me. So that is the promise given by Lord Krishna. He has given a promise that if someone remembers him at the time of death, then he will come back to him. He doesn't have to again go in the cycle of birth and death. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he made it more simpler. Because even after Lord Krishna's disappearance, people were not following the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Because that is another danger. Lord has given certain instructions, but if there are not proper representatives of the Supreme Lord, then they can misinterpret those instructions. And that's what it happened after Lord Krishna's disappearance. Although the message was very clear, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraj, manmana bhava mad bhaktam madhyachi mam namaskar, the message was very clear, but still in the name of Vedas, people were killing animals. Because there is a mention of killing animals somewhere in some Purana, Upapurana. So therefore, people justify such things. A small thing, and there is a full justification. That yes, it is given in the scripture, so therefore we should do this. But we cannot take just one part of that scripture. If someone wants to follow scriptures, then he should take the complete part, complete teachings. Then one will get the perfect knowledge. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also gives an example of Ardha Kukutani. Just like somebody thinks that one part of the hen is giving golden egg and another part is just eating food. So let us take only one part and remove the other part which is consuming the food. Then what will happen? One will not get even the golden egg. So it is like that. If somebody takes only one part of the scripture and neglects all other things, then he will not also get what he is expecting. So therefore, this is like a complete package. One has to take everything together. And for that, one has to have a proper guidance. There have to be proper authorities who guide properly how to follow scriptures. And therefore, after Lord Krishna's disappearance, there had been so many deviations, misinterpretations, and therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to come again and again establish the Yuga Dharma for this age. He made it more simpler. He just told people to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the mood of a devotee. By his own example, he was teaching how to worship Lord Krishna, how to perform devotional service by his own example. And philosophy also, he made it more simple. Achinta bheda bhed tattva, simultaneously one and difference. Otherwise, there had been so many different versions of interpreting Vedanta Sutras. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he amalgamated everything and gave Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva. He explained that the Lord is simultaneously one and different from His creation. And even this holy name is not different from the Supreme Personality of God. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Lord Krishna has incarnated in this Kali Yuga as a holy name. And if someone chants the holy name, then one can achieve the perfection. And for chanting also, how to chant in the proper consciousness. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not write many things, but he wrote down Shikshashtakam, 8 verses. And within these 8 verses, he has given the condensed meaning of all the Vedic literatures. How one can make progress from the level of Shraddha to the level of Prema. In the beginning, there is faith. And then when that faith develops, then that faith gradually matures in the love of Godhead. So what are the different stages of the development that are very systematically given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshashtakam verses. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, just by looking at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, people were achieving love of God. He wanted people to receive this mercy. Because Kali Yuga, the lifespan is very short, maximum 100 years. And after 70 years, we can consider every day maybe a bonus day. Means after 70, hardly means people have strength to do any activities. So whatever is there, one should utilize his life, his time, his energy to understand his knowledge. Because time is very limited. Somehow other, if somebody is very, very fortunate, one will come to this path of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. to understand that itself, one has we have to pray so much just to convince someone that you are so fortunate. What to speak of afterwards, taking the path and then following the process, just to tell that yes, you are so fortunate, you have taken birth in the land of India. Take the process, chant the holy name, perfect your life. You are so close to Krishna. Now you have to just endeavor a little bit and you can achieve perfection. You can go back home, back to Godhead. You don't have to come back again in this material world to solve problems of this material world. People like to solve different problems, management and all. But one doesn't have to worry about all these things. One has to simply chant and follow the process. And if one has that proper attitude, then Lord's mercy will be showering upon him. So, therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was bestowing that mercy to everyone without discrimination. And when he went to South India also, that time also, he went to one place, Kurukshetra. There he met one Brahman who served Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very nicely. And that Brahmana, he wanted to simply follow Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He thought that, just let me join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. I don't have to do anything else. This is the perfection. He realized that. But then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that, no, you don't follow me now. What you do? Yara dekha tara kahe Krishna upadesh. Amar agyay guru hana tara idesh. You instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave that instruction to this Brahman. And in that way, he is giving instruction to everyone. That Srila Prabhupada also in that purport explains that it is not necessary that one has to give up all these household activities and take the renounced order of life. Whatever is favorable, one should do to remember the Lord. If by renouncing one is able to remember the Lord and able to perform more devotional activities, then it is good. Or if by remaining in household activities, one is able to even assist those who are doing this great work of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If he maintains that consciousness, he can achieve the perfection of life even in that state. So that is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Swayambhava Manu, he is so many ages before he is envisioning the incarnations of the Lord. He told that every yuga, Lord comes and inaugurates the path of real religion so that common people can achieve the perfection of life. And those who are those who know this mission of the Lord, then they become the part of that mission. Just like Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he exactly understood what is the need or what is the heart of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted that the holy name should go to every town and village. And till that time, devotees were wondering that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had told that this name will go to every town and village. But who is going to make that prophecy true? They were all wondering. And Srila Prabhupada also, we can see that even at that late age, at the age of 70, he took such a giant step. He just was so determined to follow the instructions of his spiritual master. Because his spiritual master had told Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur Maharaj that you go to the western countries and preach this message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he had told, when he was almost at the age of 26, and at that time Srila Prabhupada was householder, he was not able to immediately give up all these household duties. But still he never forgot, never forget the instructions. He was always meditating upon that instruction, how to fulfill that instruction. And therefore, we can say, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath. Therefore, we can see that we are able to read these wonderful purports and go more deeper into Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavad Gita. So therefore, now of course next verse Sukadeva Goswami will continue explaining about Swayambhu Manu. So time is over, sorry I have run over time. If somebody, Prabhuji, has any comments or something. Radha Gopinath Prabhu, come on. So we'll stop here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada. Hari Bol.